Cape Talk. Fabulous life.
A fabulous life. We are joined this afternoon in studio by Earl Gregory, who plays a drag queen. He's too gorgeous for a drag queen in any case, Lola. And Darren Craig, who plays the shoe factory owner, Charlie Price. Welcome to the two of you in the studio. And the eagerly awaited South African production of the multiple Tony Award-winning music Kinky Boots is here. The brand new original production will run at the Fugard Theatre as from the 11th of June 2019 and heading into that particular season. So, six South African actors will star in this particular production. Tell us about how you selected those rising talents, Darren.
Right. Well, in general, thank you for having us. We're so, so proud to be part of the show and part of the story and the message this brings across to everybody. I think that everybody that's been cast on the show is just absolutely unbelievable, from Namisa to Earl to absolutely everyone. I don't think there's anybody in the show who isn't so mind-bogglingly talented that you might be sitting in your seats and left either crying or laughing. That's a lot of the feedback we've been getting from audiences, is that the fact that the show just takes you and moves you from happy to sad to absolutely elated in about an hour flat.
Yeah, this has been, I think, 5 years in the making for the Fugard Theatre in terms of the planning, just to bring the show into the country. And they really have gone the extra mile by selecting each and every single individual in this cast. And we are currently in our preview weeks before opening. And the lucky audience members who have been granted the opportunity to see us do our thing have been loving it. So, yeah, it's pretty exciting.
Run us through the story of Kinky Boots, and we're chatting to Earl Gregory, who praised the drag queen Lola in that particular production. Run us through the story. A lot of people, you know, a number of people don't know the background, the Cyndi Lauper connection and the shoe factory thing. What is the entire story about, so that, you know, you can give people a bit of a taste to say, I want to book my tickets right now?
Okay. I think more people would realize that they actually know more about Kinky Boots than they actually know, because it was first produced as a movie, and it was iconically immortalized by the actor Joel Edgerton and Chiwetel Ejiofor, who played Lola in the movie. So a lot of people might remember the story based on this movie that was done all those years ago. And it's loosely based on a bespoke shoemaking factory in Northampton. And Charlie, who is my leading man, inherits this company, who is, you know, on
very
the verge
reluctantly,
of...
Very reluctantly.
Very reluctantly. This factory is on the verge of demise, and he comes upon my character, Lola, who is this fabulous, sassy, devil-may-care, you know, kind of character. And they kind of reinvent this long legacy of bespoke shoemaking shoes by creating a line of transvestite footwear for a new, an entirely new niche market, you know, and that kind of saves this long legacy of Charlie's family line. Yeah,
exactly. So I think it's just about friends making connections with each other that they never thought they could, and I think it's about learning that friendship sort of solves everything, and it's the solution to most of the issues we find ourselves in.
And sort of an idea which is obviously, you know, reluctantly inheriting the factory. You don't actually want to do it, but then something comes which just opens up your thought processes, opens up your heart and opens up your entire soul, and you say, well, I can actually embrace this, which is what a lot of people battle with in their daily lives these
Absolutely.
Days. The production has a recommended age restriction of no under 10-year-olds due to suggestive content mentioned.
There are a lot of suggestive content, just in terms of the sexiness of the shoes.
Can we get the pinkness from your ears now?
The what?
The pink on your ears.
And a lot of the costumes are really risque, so you might find, you know, your younger viewers coming with their parents saying, "Mommy, why is a man wearing a dress?" You know, but I think we are moving into a period in especially in South Africa, we're not as conservative, you know, and people are open to, you know, having these kind of dialogues, and young children especially are exposed to different types of characters, and this is what the show embraces and embodies. It's otherness, it's difference, it's you know, just being unique, and it's a celebration of that.
Chatting this afternoon to Earl Gregory, who plays the drag queen Lola, and of course Darren Craig, who plays the shoe factory owner Charlie Price, and we're talking about the production Kinky Boots, which is on at the moment. Isn't it true that once we bring this kind of discussion, and you were saying that children will come in and ask, why is a man wearing shoes and why is a man wearing a dress? Is it not just that essential for us then to bring this out into the open space and to create debates around this, so that our children can know exactly what's happening, and that they don't, by the age of 16, realize their, or get in touch or realize their own sexualness?
Absolutely. You know what? It's been a long time coming, and I think with the invention of programs like RuPaul's Drag Race as well, you know, kids are intrigued by, younger children more especially, have always lived in this fantasy of playing dress up and, you know, escaping into a fantasy, if you will, you know. So I don't think it's such a risque topic to address.
But you're exactly right. I mean, that's what the show touches on quite often, is the fact that, I mean, Northampton is a very, very small town, and I mean, it's filled with bigots to the ceiling. And this is exactly what we touch on in the show. And even Charlie Price himself has grown up in that sort of environment that is sort of unwelcoming and unliking of the sort of freedom that Lola lives in her everyday life. So I think that it is important that we start teaching children that this is the reality. This is the reality we all live in. And this is a world that everybody deserves to live their best life in.
One of the essential questions that people will be asking is that, you know, you met Lola, and there's a sort of a manufacturing of these transvestite shoes. What was the eventual shoe that was designed? Was it red? Was it bling? Was it, what kind of shoes was it?
She is a red leather, 6.5-inch, irresistible tubular
sensation.
That's what she is.
I'm actually glad that you actually didn't say snakeskin.
Oh no, absolutely not. No animals were harmed during this process. Absolutely.
Charles Johan Lingenfelder, from the Canary Firm, is the musical director. How was it working with him?
Oh, a dream.
He is a musical genius, and Charles kind of has a bit of an obsession with Cyndi Lauper and her music. So I think for him, having the opportunity to work on the show is like, you know, it's his absolute happy place. And I love how he's just composed these orchestrations and kind of brought Cyndi Lauper's music into this era as well. You know, it's very specific because it goes through a myriad of genres, you know, from pop to rock to funk to disco. But if you come and watch the show, you will hear like his passion and his love.
Absolutely. His arrangements are really master. He's a master of his craft. And I mean, to finally get some pop songs on stage in musical theatre is also quite a marvel on its own. And he's executed it impeccably.
Kinky Boots performed at the Fugard Theatre. When is it running until? How do we get tickets now that you've tantalized us?
Oh, well, you can get your tickets directly at the Fugard Theatre, and we run from Tuesdays to Sundays with a matinee performance on Saturday. So we'll have a 3 and an 8 o'clock
on Saturday. Yeah, it's up till September, but tickets are absolutely flying off the shelves.
And you know what's really, really exciting to see with preview performances is you have these audience members who have booked but have no idea what they have booked for, you know. So you have people sitting in the audience, especially of a certain age, and they think, oh my goodness, what have I let myself in for? But by the end of the performance, they are up on their feet and they're dancing along, and it's one happy pull of a show.
Cape Town, go and see this performance of Kinky Boots out at the Fugard Theatre. And of course, you can see it between Tuesdays all the way through to Saturdays and 8 p.m. And of course, there's a matinee. Is there a Sunday show also? Sunday.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, okay. There's a Sunday show also. So that's great for people like me who work 7 days a week. And that's Earl Gregory. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
It's been lovely being
And Darren
here.
Craig, for your contribution. Love it. And all the best with the show.
Thank you so much. We'll see you there.
Thanks a lot. Cape Talk.
your WhatsApps on 072-567-1567.
There. I'm just in my car and I was listening to the discussion on kinky boots. I saw the show in Northampton a while ago. It's absolutely fabulous. I highly recommend it. And strangely enough, my sister lives in a little village called Earls Barton, which is where the original factory was. The building is still there and there is a plaque on the wall giving the history of it. But it's an absolutely fabulous, fabulous show. Go and see it if you get the chance. Thanks.